Hey, BA fam, this episode is sponsored by State Farm. Are you a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers, they're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Hey, 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 we're back, we're black, we're brown ambition. Can you guys tell? Can you tell I'm sitting in a new chair, Mandy? Do I sound more comfortable?
I'm jealous if you are comfortable because I feel like I'm turning into the hunchback of the suburbs. I miss my monitor, y'all. I miss my keyboard, miss my mouse. It's hard working from a little laptop, and I know. These aren't really problems. At least I have a job, but still, it's like, ugh, it's hard.
Yeah. Honestly, I was doing like a show last night, Fox Soul, and one of the producers was on. I guess he must have stepped away from his computer, but his kid didn't. And he didn't realize. I felt so bad for him because his kid was like, la, 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 la. I was
like, wait, live on air?
Yes.
Love it.
Oh my gosh. And I thought to myself, this is the new normal. So he came back. He was like, I'm so sorry, guys. I'm so sorry. But I love it. I was like, honestly, it was hilarious. They're like, sir, hello, hello, hello. Mm-hmm, yeah, la, la. it's just one of those. I mean, it is what it is. What are you going to do? You have kids, you live at home, you work from home. It's not normal. We're all home right now. So, I mean, you have to give people the grace. So, but I just thought it was hilarious. I know he was like, OMG.
So you don't even have to be embarrassed anymore. It's not like it's just you. Everyone's kids are ruining their day. I wanted to, have you gone to the grocery store recently?
No, but Superman did last weekend.
I had been sending Husbay because, I don't know, it just seemed like if someone's going to risk his life, it should be the one whose, you know, survival doesn't also depend on my child's survival. Let's just be honest. Yes. Anyhow, so he had been going, but he doesn't shop, you know, like, I just shop better, you know, and I get things that aren't on the list that just, you know, I know that will be good for whatever. So I was really, it's been a solid 5.5 weeks since I had set foot in any grocery store. So the baby cooperated and I was able to go to Trader Joe's this weekend by myself. And I actually did. I saw the line, which took up the entire strip mall that Trader Joe's is in, in our neighborhood. I saw the line, you know, and everyone's separated, you know, 6 feet at least apart. And I turned around and I called my mom and I was like, there's no way in hell. And she's like, don't worry, go. The line will move quickly, whatever. So when I get there, I found out that they're only letting 30 people in at a time. And that's why people were just standing there. The line didn't move quickly, but there weren't that many people. It was just the fact that they were capping in at 30 for safety. Yeah. I was sad they didn't let me bring in my reusable bag, so I had to drop those off.
But really?
Yeah, yeah. And I waited in line a good hour and a half before I got in. And finally, when I got in, you know, if it hadn't been for the long wait and the, you know, the risk of death hanging over everyone's heads, it would have been a really nice experience. Because when do you ever get to shop at Trader Joe's without 5 million of your closest neighbors, you know, fighting over the last bag of kale? It was like empty. And I could like really look at the shelves and see what I wanted. And yeah, they made me go. They had like these colored arrows on the floor and they said, you follow the yellow arrows, ma'am. And sir, you follow the blue ones. And of course, no one listened once they turned their backs. But everyone was like, yeah, uh-huh, where's the toilet paper at?
Basically. But my friend just came back from Costco. I asked how it was and she was like, it was packed to the max, but it went really quickly. Like they have, she's like, they have like this system at Costco. She like the, she sent me a picture of the line and I'm like, is it the apocalypse? And she was like, honestly, I was only in line for 10 minutes. I'm like, really? She's like, honestly, Costco has a system, but let's just say it didn't look like social distancing up in there. It was, people were close. Yeah. So
no, Trader Joe's, they were, their staff was awesome. They really, and they policed it too. When people were getting clogged up in the bread section, they were like, listen, y'all, we need to stay apart. And everyone was really polite. I did wear a janky little DIY mask.
Aww.
And again, you wear the mask so that in case you're infected, you don't spread it to other people. It's not any kind of protection for yourself. And of course, that same day after I got home from this whole ordeal, my dear Aunt Anne had sewed a couple of masks for us. And they were really well done. And they came in the mail that afternoon. But we'll definitely put those to use. And shout out to anyone out there who's been sewing masks and donating them or sending them to loved ones. It's really, really sweet. And it if you guys, I'm sure everyone's seen that link now, how you can make your own mask. It's really easy just to make something from an old T-shirt. You can pop a coffee filter inside to help. Because, like, you know, cloth itself is not sufficient to really stop anything from coming in to your, like, coming through the mask to you or preventing you from spreading germs yourself. So if you put a piece of coffee filter, and this is unconfirmed, but my father, he's like, look, I bought this like replacement air filter for an HVAC system. And he's like, I'm going to cut this up and put this in. Like,
he said unconfirmed, but dad's doing it.
Unconfirmed, dad. And you know, listen, am I the only one getting the text from like all their aunts and uncles and their father telling me about, oh, you're going to just take this type of oil every day or eat a piece of garlic and it's proven to prevent. There's no proven cure for COVID. So don't fall for that crap, you guys.
Yeah. I mean, I will say, you know, that building up your immune system right now obviously is a good thing.
It is. I mean, all the time you should be like working for your immune system, but there's no such thing as like boosting your immune system. You know, I read a really good article that I can share because I was curious too. Like when people say, you know, people will advertise immunity boosting, you know, herbal supplements or immunity boost with vitamin C. I read a long, lengthy article. I believe it was in the New York Times. And at the end of the article, the only supplement that's proven to actually boost immune systems is vitamin D.
Really?
Yeah. So I'll post it. So like taking emergency and all that. And of course, zinc, like you believe what you want to believe. And honestly, like, who am I to tell people not to take something that makes them feel better? Mm-hmm. Like if it's not going to hurt you, why not? What I worry about is people, and there are scams like this, people who are buying, you know, miracle supplements and special teas or whatever, and spending money on stuff that may not have any proven benefit, especially when it comes to this virus that if it were curable, believe me, someone like we would have, everyone would have it, you know, unless you believe conspiracy theorists. But
yeah, I'm just like, I didn't know vitamin D. I wonder why vitamin C is so touted.
Well, I mean, there are benefits. You can't, like, of course, it is a type of antioxidant, but I'll send the article. Just read everything. I mean, and you can go on. Like, there's been research that shows even multivitamins aren't that great, but it's one of those things where they are not the panacea. Like, they're not going to save your life from whatever, but maybe they'll help a little bit. It's just, like, the actual impact gets overblown, and I'm probably making a lot of people upset, including my own father, whose bathroom counter is just a sea of bottles of all the herbal supplements that he swears by. To each his own. I'm not trying to preach. I'm just saying. That's what I read. Yeah. So, you know. $400 later, I was done at Trader Joe's, and I bought everything, and we should be good for a month.
Do you see the memes where it's like, you know, it's like, you know, gas for the car, $0.
Yeah.
New clothes, $0. And then whatever other stuff you normally buy, like eating out, $0. Grocery, $1,000. Or like,
yeah, I mean, just about. I think we are saving money, like definitely.
Yeah.
Our credit cards are not being run up, but you know, it's no joke. And you're trying to buy weeks at a time.
Yes.
I did find toilet paper. I felt really proud. There wasn't any on the shelf at TJ's. And then I happened to walk by and they had put two new packages out. And I tried to stay calm. I did look left to right kind of, but I'm just like, casually going to grab this package and casually push my, and I saw people eyeing it as I went around the corner, like, ooh, where'd she get that?
I'm telling you, y'all, don't sleep on your local bodega. I told y'all last time, they still are stocked.
They are. Go to, yes, gas stations even. Yes, little stores off the beaten trail for sure. Even like drugstores and stuff. But I was lucky I found it there. We are running a little bit low.
Yeah, I was looking. We still have one big old, like, you know, one of those 20 packs. Because I have to say, I went the first time I went pandemic shopping, I did a pretty good job of getting a lot of the things. But, you know, there are things like that you just can't. I mean, eggs and milk, these things run out. But as far as like meat and like, you know, rice and all those kind of things, I feel like we did a really good job. And thank, it's so crazy because we were just about to give away our deep freezer. I was like, we don't really need it. We don't, it's only three of us. What do we need a deep freezer for? What do we say? And literally a month later, we just never got around to it. We were going to like give it to somebody. And I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, Superman, do we still have our deep freezer? He's like, because he's big on having 10,000 years worth of food. So, so he was like, oh, now you appreciate my deep freezer. I'm like, whatever. Do we have it or not?
And we did. If you want to get Alton Woodruff talking, just ask him what all he has in his deep freezer. And he would love to regale you with all the, and how long it's been there is like a real, you know, real bragging right for him. Yeah, that he sent me a picture of Thanksgiving leftovers he was eating. I'm like, Dad, I don't think, but okay, cool. You know, do what you got to do. Eating squares of saved macaroni and cheese. Bless him. He's still out of work, but, and then he was telling me something. So for people who are out of work, like, I mean, at this point, 16 million, I think we're up to millions and millions. It's just staggering. And it does seem like some people are, you know, having success getting unemployment benefits. My dad, he works for public transportation in Atlanta. He drives the bus for people with disabilities, but it's owned by a private corporation, like based in Texas. And anyway, he had been, you know, trying to do the right thing by calling the Department of Labor, not calling, but going to the website careeronestop.org, whatever they tell you to go to, and wasn't really getting anywhere. And then he got a letter from his job that was like, oh, we're filing on your behalf. And yeah, so it was helpful, but also not helpful because it's been, I think, going on 3 weeks now since he lost his job and he still doesn't have any money in the bank, you know, from unemployment, and you should be getting paid weekly. So I guess just to say, if you guys have lost your job and you're not making any headway with your own benefits, contact your, I mean, I feel like it's on the employers to reach out to you and tell you this kind of stuff. Maybe they did and he missed it, but for whatever reason, check in with your employer and see if they can connect you in some way or file on your behalf.
And I will say this too. This is just like sort of semi-random, but just because over 40% of y'all, so because I keep getting all these emails like, hey, Tiffany, when are you going to send out, you know, my Molly Moore book? And I can't send it out without your mailing address. It just hit me because I got another email today. Please, please, please log into your Kickstarter. And there should be like a banner on the top that just says, do your server backer survey. That's where you give me your mailing address. No PO boxes, please. We're not able to ship there. But that was just like randomly, it just hit me this morning because like a fifth person hit me. And I thought, because I sent out messages regularly, but I do know that sometimes emails don't go through. So just wanted to say that because I don't want you to think I'm hoarding your cash. I want you to get your stuff. So that's just a random, like, plus it's a little joy in your mailbox with all this crazy stuff that's going on. You know, with all the coronavirus, it's just getting real. You know, make sure you get your, you know, you get what you've paid for. So we're mailing out this week. Although if you give me your, I don't want you to think 2 weeks from now, if you give me your address, you're not going to get it. I just don't want anybody to wait longer than they have to because I can sense a little bit of impatience in the air. So when you
give
write me, please
us
be nice.
Our goodies.
Yo, one lady wrote me today. She said, hey, when am I going to get my book I paid for? I was like, hi. Hi, how
Amazon
are you?
Prime,
hope you're doing well and your family is safe. Thank you for your patience. You know, there was a little delay because of a pandemic when it comes to shipping and printing, but we're finally good to go. Did you fill out your survey? No, but I can understand because it feels like, you know, like, ah, I paid for something. Where is it? So just a
Molly
little
Moore
tip.
Is legit. You're not getting scammed. But there are, and I mentioned a little bit earlier, some COVID scams out there. And I really want to talk about them in our next segment. So let's take a quick break. And then I want to chat about some of the biggest trends with people trying to take advantage of the situation and get monies and how you guys can protect yourself. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey.
All right, BA fam, y'all know when it comes to financial advice, you have to trust your source. That's why you listen to Brown Ambition, right? And when I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. I've been a longtime fan of NerdWallet. In fact, I almost work there a couple of times because when it comes to financial experts and writing, they really know how to give you the best reviews of financial products. I honestly wouldn't sign up for a credit card today if I hadn't looked at a review on a site like NerdWallet myself. And honestly, if y'all haven't learned about NerdWallet, you're missing out. And with their help, what could future you do with more travel rewards? A hotel upgrade? Lounge access? Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms of each credit card issuer apply.
All right, guys, let's open up this reader mailbag real quick. Again, you can send us your questions. You know how to do it. brownambitionpodcast@gmail.com. Sending us an email directly, or you can hit us up on Instagram. I'm going to do a composite question from all of the grammars who have been sending me. Is this real? Is this legit? Should I do this? Should I do that? And let's just break down a couple of the ways that people out there are trying to take advantage of all of the fears around what's happening with coronavirus. First and foremost, do not trust anyone who contacts you and says they are the IRS and they want you to confirm your social security number or give your bank account information so that they can send you your stimulus check. That is not real. I don't know if you guys have heard, but the IRS is wildly understaffed. They have been for years and they don't have time to be calling you and checking up on you in this way. It's not happening. Tiff and I mentioned last week on the show, the way that the IRS is identifying people who are eligible for the checks is that they're looking back to 2018 and 2019 tax returns. And if you filed and you got a refund via direct deposit or via the mail last year, you're fine. They will find you. They know how to find you. Mm-hmm. You can go to coronavirus.gov, which is a government-run website, for more information. And IRS also has a coronavirus page on their website that I'll point you guys to for details, but it should be really be as simple as just waiting. Mm-hmm. And checks should be going out. They already have hit some bank accounts. They should be going out this week or in the coming weeks for folks. So definitely ignore any requests like that. Another thing, we talked earlier about herbal remedies and things like that. There's actually people online
selling it, right?
Yeah, selling offers for vaccinations. Or this is the thing. Even no. I got an email for this. I got an email from a company that's like, we offer home test kits. That doesn't exist, you guys. It doesn't exist. There are no products out there that can treat or prevent COVID-19 at this time. Right now, the only cure is staying your butt at home.
Yeah,
the door closed.
I just can't believe people would do that. Like, dang, it's bad enough to do the price gouging.
Yeah, 100%. And that's another scam, too. A good girlfriend of mine who lives in California told me that she was trying to support a local business. They advertised on Facebook for this, Easter box and little gift bags. And she hadn't shopped there before, but they had a really cute picture on the website. It wasn't a store. It was a restaurant that they had gone to before. And they loved this restaurant. And the restaurant was like, buy our Easter box, buy this meat and cheese box. And they spent $100. And it was one of those drive-thrus where it's contact-free. You don't have to touch us. We don't touch anything. You open your trunk, you unlock it, we'll put the package in your trunk and you can drive off. And when she got home, she opened it and it was like the saddest, wilted vegetables, expired stuff. And the little Easter box was like some jelly beans and just not anything like they advertised.
The thing is, by doing that, you fool somebody one time, then what?
Exactly. And people, I feel like, and maybe this was a case where it's just a small business doing their best, but honestly, you can't false advertise. And if you guys see stuff like that, you should be reporting it ASAP. Go to FTC and report these businesses if they are not, if you find price gouging. 100%, which is when they businesses will try and like sell something that it's hard to get, toilet paper, antibacterial wipes, whatever, at a huge markup. And local governments should be cracking down on this kind of stuff. So if you see something, say something. Believe me. Are you in the Nextdoor app?
Yeah. Ooh,
for your neighborhood? I know. It's a bit much. It gets racist real fast. I don't know.
What?
About.
Yes.
Yeah. But, you know, one thing that those armchair police officers at home have that they're on top of is this price gouging, and they will let you know where it's at. And lastly, don't believe anyone who's trying to tell you, like, especially if it's a website you don't recognize. And if they all of a sudden you find a website that's advertising, oh, we have tons of toilet paper, we have tons of antibacterial hand sanitizer and all these other things that are masks, for example, like things that are hard to find, you can't get from big retailers, you can't get from Amazon. Highly unlikely that this little known website has some kind of stash in the back. And when they get your credit card info, they could just be collecting it to use it or other personal information. So just be smart. It's like, use your common sense. And if you're, I'm not trying to like paint a broad brush, but my brother and I have locked down my dad. I'm like, Dad, if ever you are responding to something from Facebook or the website and it requires anything having to do with money, you're gonna text me and my brother, Alex.
Aww.
And we are going to fact check it for you. Bless his heart. He sent me a link the other day. Hey, y'all, is this real? It was like an advertisement for Robinhood, the stock trading app.
Okay.
And they offer free stocks to sign up, you know, which is it's something to tempt people, but it's nothing more than if a bank offers you like, you know, $50 to open a checking account. It's like a little bonus. They're not going to give you shares of Apple.
No.
Yeah. And anyway, I was like, good job, Dad. Good.
Now,
tell me again about this email you got about black seed oil. Is that or,
That's definitely a thing. My dad and I had a talk this weekend about, I just was thinking, because I know my dad is kind of, even though he's in his 70s, he still can kind of be like an aggressive investor. So I was like, Daddy, let's talk about your retirement account now that the market is like a little bit, you know, like rallying somewhat. Like, please tell me you're not aggressively investing. And so he was like kind of hedging, like, huh, what? I'm like, meanwhile, this is a man who's invested his whole life. I'm like, sir, you heard what I said. Like, I hope you're not aggressively invested at 73.
You can't help it. He's like, oh, everything's on clearance. I'm gonna stock up.
I know. So, I hope you guys are having kind of like financial conversations with your people. That's always a good thing.
Ask a friend who asks a friend. And remember Sharon Epperson, that episode a couple of weeks ago where we had her on, she mentioned that the National Association of Financial Planners, or is it FPA, one of these financial planning associations is offering free access to financial planners. And there's just tons and tons of tons of content online from people who are just offering up advice and helping people for free. And I'll post another link to that resource for you guys. And lastly, this isn't necessarily a scam, but there is like misinformation. Someone, a Brand Ambition listener on Instagram, forwarded me this, you know, decent looking white guy who seems like he knows what he's talking about. He's got screenshots of the stimulus package bill, the legislation in front of him, and he sounds super authoritative. And he's telling everybody that the stimulus checks that you're getting are actually just next year's tax refund, and that there's a chance that next year you won't get a tax refund because you've gotten your $1,200 now, or that they'll take it from you next year.
Yeah, you'll actually owe. That's the part that people are most worried about, that you're going to owe.
That is not true. What is true is that the wording of the stimulus check in the bill mentions a tax advance, but it's an advance on a tax credit. And I won't bore you with all like the legalese and all that stuff, but it's okay. It's highly, highly, highly unlikely this will have any impact next year's taxes in terms of you owing anything at all. Again, it's supposed to be a tax credit, which is just money that you guys are getting if you're eligible. So just be careful what you read and try to find some more reputable sources than what you see in an Instagram video, even if it comes from, you know, a really smart looking white guy. I don't know, you guys. They don't always know what they're talking about.
I know.
Can he had just a sports let society coat on? Know that?
He had a sports coat on, Mandy. He had a sports coat.
There are plenty of people who do, but listen, just beware. Look at the sources. Look what you're getting it from. before you believe it. On the other hand, I don't blame people because it is really confusing. And people are skeptical of free money. And we've always told people be skeptical of things that are too good to be true. But this is an unprecedented situation where the government has said we need to be giving people money. And it sounds like they might even be thinking about doing it again.
That's what I was thinking, but I wouldn't hold my breath because I don't want you guys. Yes.
But hopefully for those of you who do get it, it's helpful. You know, pay some bills off, save it. Try and, you know, it's not definitely not going to save anyone for a long amount of time, but, you know, at least they've done something. And you guys keep sending us your questions. If you've come across something that you aren't sure if it's real or not, you can always forward them to us and we'll try to answer on the show. You can email us again at brownambitionpodcast@gmail.com or hit us up on Instagram. We are at brownambitionpodcast on the gram.
I'm like, wait, we took questions?
That was my composite question. I said at the beginning, we're going to do a composite question. What did.
I know you did. But for some reason, I'm just so used to questions. I was like, wait a minute. No, that was a good. Because honestly, those are the main questions that people are asking anyway. So.
Absolutely. Oh, God. My mom just said that earlier today. And now
she did. Oh, no. You're your mom now.
Absolutely. Y'all know I'm half Wisconsin. It's just a fact. All right. Well, thank you for so much, you guys. And wait, what are we doing? Oh, there's a brown booth. My bad.
Yes.
This isn't the end of the show.
So now it's time to boost or break. Are you boosting or are you breaking?
I'll do a positive boost. I want to do a boost for all the African-American people with a platform who are kind of finally sounding the horn about how COVID-19 is impacting African-American communities. Mm-hmm. And it's for a variety of reasons, the two biggest ones being that, of course, African-Americans are more likely to have some of the underlying health conditions that make you more susceptible to severe responses to COVID-19, which is just a damn shame. And there's tons of reasons, you know, in terms of economic inequality and all that, and just the way that we're treated when we go to the hospital versus people who aren't of color who go to the hospital, all that is just being highlighted with what's happening with COVID-19. But Idris Elba, people like Oprah Winfrey's doing a special on it on Apple News, and it's another opportunity just to acknowledge that it, you know, even healthcare matters can impact you differently based on your skin color, which is sad but true. But I wanted to boost the fact that people are speaking up about it. And then the fact that it's not just about the health. It's also African-Americans are out there working these jobs in the service industry where you can't, like, telecommute, you know?
Yes.
You have to be out there in person. I'll watch the people who deliver our packages to see if they use gloves or not just because I'm paranoid and I don't want to. Anyway, I leave packages on my doorstep just to give the time for the virus to die. I don't know. But I noticed largely it's been men of color who are out there delivering packages. And I'm worried about the one package I dropped on my stoop. They're touching dozens of packages, hundreds of packages a day. So just a reminder that that's happening. And at least to spin it positively, we are, you know, having an opportunity to talk about something that's been going on for a long time. It's sad, but true. And then I'll do one more boost, especially for all the people at Trader Joe's, the staff who are working these jobs right now. Just thank y'all. Thank y'all for still showing up to work in spite of all this. I really appreciate you. Everyone from, of course, nurses and doctors, but, you know, people at grocery stores are on the front lines too. People delivering those packages are on the front lines. So thank them. And I hope that we remember this when this is all over.
Yes.
Who was still showing up to work in spite of all that.
Exactly. That, you know, the people that saved us weren't the celebrities. They weren't the sports players. I mean, not to say that there's not a place for that, but for those people who really showed up and showed out and who were critically necessary, it were the teachers doing these Zoom teaching, which is so hard for kids. Just thinking about things like that. I'm actually going to do a little bit of a break, even though I was going to boost. Well, first I'm going to say shout out to Diddy. He raised $3 million for his dance-a-thon for coronavirus.
I missed it.
Specifically
I loved
for
his promotion for it. It was funny.
Super, I know.
Specifically, Superflex in his house, by the way.
I know, right? With
like,
but
he was still walking in different rooms. How many, you know, whatever. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
No, no, it's okay. So he, you know, he did it what I like, especially for, you know, the African-American community because of the disparities in our availability to have adequate health care. So that was awesome. So that's the little temp to temper it. So this is my break. Okay. So, you know, for the last 10 years, I share, you know, as much as I can on social media to help you all with your finances. So I posted this thing called Got Stimulus, like a little, just a little, I don't know if you saw my little like graphic on my social. And so I just said, like, you know, here are six ways that you can, that, you know, that I'm suggesting to use your stimulus check. Because people had asked me, like, well, if it was you, Tiffany, what would you do? I said, well, if it was me, these are the six ways kind of in order. When I tell you the level of pushback, as if I said your mama can't make banana pudding.
I have it up in front of me. Pay your bills, save, mm-hmm. pay down federal student loans, mm-hmm. invest, get additional life insurance, support small business.
It gets like, it's mostly like in the DMs. Someone was like, I see you don't believe in being of service to others. So I'm trying to be like, what did I do to her? She was like, on your stimulus thing, you don't have that on here. And I'm like, what?
Donate to food banks and
I guess.
Or I'm give like, money to your neighbor.
I don't even know. Like when I tell you, I mean, I didn't find this to be controversial, but this is probably one of the most controversial things I've ever posted as far as the pushback, like behind the scenes. Like, I don't think that people, literally I've seen people post this up with an X on it. Don't do this. I'm like, sis, this is what I would do. And you could do whatever you think is going to be right for you. That's with anything that we share, you know, that obviously we want you to reach out to the financial expert in your life, the one that you're paying. And this is just what I would do. But I don't know. It was just so strange to me. Some of the messages I was getting, you know, like, why would you suggest people invest? I'm like, well, I say clearly if your bills are paid and you have 6 months of savings saved that, you know, now's not a bad time to invest. Girl, what? Yeah. So there's just
people
a little bit of.
I read all those words, Tiffany.
Yeah. So that's my break that like in sometimes in service, this is why people in service get weary. Weary of y'all. Because like, I mean, yes, like I said, sometimes some of the messages I get, I'm just like, ma'am, like I did not tap on your door and say, do this or else death upon you. These are just some suggestions. You can certainly take them and you can certainly leave them. And if it doesn't fit, then, you know, it's okay. So I just found that to be strong. I guess maybe everyone's a little bit more sensitive during this time. And I try to read back the language. One lady actually told me, so, you know, I have this thing where I call my noodle budget. And I say, you know, because it's like harkens to the days when I used to eat ramen noodles. And meaning when I really didn't have any money. And, you know, I had to basically live off just pay for my essentials. Someone said that I was, why would I follow this page that talks so negatively about people who don't have food and can only eat noodles? I'm like, what? I'm like, Mary Jane, if you don't get on Facebook. I don't know. Be nice to your local givers, okay? Like, we are here struggling too. I just wanted to be helpful. I didn't think it was going to be so negative. So that was just like my boost. Raising that money, Diddy, good job. And my break, you know, what do they call them? The keyboard, little keyboard, what are they called? Keyboard gangsters?
Trolls?
Yeah.
keyboard gangsters. Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously everyone has the right to do whatever they want with the money. It's like you said, it's you do what you can and here's some advice and take it or leave it.
Mm-hmm. Take it or leave it.
That's why this is one of the hardest things to do is give people financial advice because mm-hmm. without sitting down and seeing your full entire picture, there's these rules of thumb that we all, you know, write and talk about, they're just ideas and there is no one size fit all solution.
So, exactly.
You know, you don't benefit yourself by taking them so literally.
Yes.
You know, you should listen. I don't think we have to tell this to our listeners, but, you know, listen to anyone and sharing their opinion and just be open to it. And if it's not for you, then keep it moving. There's plenty of other, you know, Instagram accounts out there and infographics out there. Lee, Tiffany, hello.
I'm just trying to help. All right. That was mine. So hopefully we all stay safe. So all stay healthy, all stay home. I know it's not easy, but You don't have to be superwoman while you're home. Because you see those memes about, like, if you don't leave, that's probably another break, honestly. Like, those memes where it's like, if after quarantine, you don't have a degree and you haven't built a house with your bare hands, you wasted your time.
That is dangerous. Do not give. And I used to do that to myself when I was on maternity leave. It was the same thing. Like, oh, I should be doing this and I should be doing that. No. Just keep yourselves and your families happy and healthy and sane. Do whatever you need to do to stay sane, and you will have won.
Exactly.
You will win the quarantine, okay?
Yes, exactly. You don't have to transform your life. Yeah.
Who has time for that mess?
Exactly. You're not home on summer vacation chilling. Like, it's not like your mom's like, hey, I know it's the summer, but you still have to read books. Like, no. This is trauma, worldwide trauma. You are allowed to feel traumatized and act accordingly. So.
Absolutely. Well, thank you guys for still listening to the show. Please send us your questions, send us your comments, reach out to us. Let us know if you have any questions relating to COVID or if you have questions relating to other things, like what's happening in your life, what are you worried about? Let us know. I will say it one more time, brownambitionpodcast@gmail.com. Email us, or you can hit me up on Instagram at brownambitionpodcast on the gram. Or sorry, on Insta, whatever you should say.
You would know, millennial!
On Insta.
Someone told me that it's the millennial and all this, that like, someone was like, can y'all stop blaming millennials? We're like in our 30s now with a kid. They're like, you want Generation Z. It's them that's acting up. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's always the one that's behind us. But listen, we did have the Great Recession and now a pandemic. So I think millennials are the real surviving generation.
What? That was X. Hello?
No. I mean, it was all of us, honestly, but millennials mostly.
It's not like we just were born like randomly during the last recession. But yeah, no, it has been really crazy. So be well, everybody.
Stay safe.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.